First parak of Moed Katan, Mishnah Vav. Ein choshem kuchen ukvaris b'moed. One does not dig out burial tunnels on Moed. They used to have underground burial sites, so they dig into the ground a certain like a room, and out of the room, in the walls of the room, they have holes that were the size of a coffin, and they put the dead bodies in those holes. So in case it's a dig of this whole thing, burial area is also on Chol HaMoed. Yeah. Av mechan from kuchen b'moed. If it was a little bit too long or too short, then you're allowed to change it to make it the right size. The right size. Yeah. Now, we're talking about that he doesn't need it for actual burial now, because if there's no place to bury somebody, you're allowed to dig a burial thing on Chol HaMoed. But even if he doesn't need it, they permitted one to fix it because it was considered a tzayach rabim, it was considered a use for the general public. So to make the full tzayach of building the entire burial site is also, but to make certain alterations, it was permitted. A person is allowed to make some laundering area, like a hole in the ground where they would gather together where they would do the laundry. Yeah, so that's the way Tosafot is shot over here. What does it have to do with our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah was talking about digging. Two Mishnahs are talking about some type of digging. So this is also, now it's a little chiddush, even though you're not allowed to launder your clothing on Chol HaMoed, why should you be permitted to dig this hole for laundering? So you have to say that talking about kids, where certain things are permitted, little children's garments, and if he has nothing to wear, and so if he has a heter to do the laundry, he also has a heter to make this nivrachas akoyistin. Yeah, there are other children. Rashi says they're talking about a ditch he made in the field, in his courtyard, to collect together all the water that was spilled out of the house, the dishes, dishwashing and laundry and everything else. Yeah. Okay. Ha'arayin im ameis mechata. One is allowed to make the coffin if the mace is in the chata. In other words, it should be recognizable. You're not just doing carpentry work on Chol HaMoed, you're doing it for the mace. Rabbi Yehuda oyser el kinyashim ein esorim. Yehuda says it's also that you're not allowed to chop wood and make it into planks of wood. You have to have already the planks of wood prepared from beforehand and just nail it together on Yontif. Yeah. That is the Maisa. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And if it's mefulsim that it's being done for a mace that needs it, then it's permitted under all circumstances.